Sure. Gordon Oman, CEO, U.S. Bioenergy Corp.
All right, Gordon, if you could first tell me, just please, a little bit about U.S. Bioenergy.
Yes, U.S. Bioenergy is the leading pure-play producer of ethanol in the United States. It was put together with a partnership between myself and some folks in South Dakota, some local farmers and producers, Ron Fagan, Fagan Inc., and Senex Harvest States, of course, the nation's largest farmer co-op.
Explain what you mean by pure play.
A producer of biofuels as the predominant product of the company. The largest producer of ethanol in the U.S. is ADM. We're the second largest producer of ethanol and the largest pure play producer, which means ethanol is our primary product.
You're having a grand opening for a facility in Albert City, Iowa. Tell us a little bit about this facility.
The facility in Albert City is a new 100 million gallon dry grind ethanol plant. It's a facility that we turned on in December. We're holding a grand opening, and we're bringing the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, kind of figuratively speaking, to Iowa, and going to close the exchange remotely via satellite from Albert City, Iowa.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what is the significance of bringing the NASDAQ to Iowa?
Well, most companies go to New York in order to do this type of a ceremony. And since we're a Midwest company, and since our company is really founded on the American farmer and those relationships, we thought we'd have New York come to rural America and meet us on our ground.
Well, great. Now, why is the importance of ethanol to our country and lessening America's dependence on foreign oil give so much promise to rural America?
Well, of course, the heartland of America is the largest piece of tillable land in the world and the most productive, and being able to harness that asset and what we call the power of the American farmer to address one of the country's major issues or concerns, energy independence, we think fits perfectly.
What are your company's goals? We've got this huge expansion in biofuels, and particularly in ethanol. You've got the support of the U.S. government and really the support of America in general. How do you think this is going to play out regarding your company? What are your goals for the near term and the long term?
Well, just today we announced our 11th project, bringing our footprint to 11 projects in 7 states. We have 3 plants in operation now, producing 250 million gallons of ethanol per year. We'll turn our 4th plant on Q2 of 07 in a couple months. And behind that, we have 4 more that are currently under construction and a couple more under development. So we have fairly aggressive growth plans. But, of course, one of our business partners is Fagan Inc., the largest builder of ethanol plants in the U.S.
Regarding your plants and your prospects for the future, a lot of talk about cellulosic ethanol. How does that fit into your future plans?
Well, the plants that we are operating now and the ones we're building are dry grind plants, which use corn as the feedstock. We are watching cellulose technology develop in some wet labs around the world. We believe with our footprint of plants scattered across 7 states, we'll have significant assets in the country where the raw materials are, where the cellulose is, and should that technology become something that we can commercialize, we believe we're positioned very well to commercialize it.
What do you think about the promotional aspect of ethanol, with like the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, the job that they're doing to try and get information out to the public, to the people who are decision makers? How important a role do you think that plays in the future growth of the industry?
I think a lot of us folks in the Midwest, where ethanol is very visible, understand it and appreciate it. I believe there is a lot of education that needs to be done on the coasts. And I think groups like EPIC are doing a nice job in raising the awareness of the product.
Okay, very good. Gordon, is there any other comments that you'd like to make?
Well, we are excited about the grand opening in Albert City, Iowa, and the idea of bringing kind of Wall Street to Iowa and closing the exchange. And we're also very pleased with the relationship we have with a local co-op there, Ag Partners on Corn Sourcing, that is kind of part of our strategy is local partnerships.
Great, very good. Thank you very much. That's Gordon Ullman, who is CEO and Chairman of U.S. Bioenergy.